Supla City, and welcome to another edition of the Supla. I am Andy Kwan, and I have remembered to introduce myself this time. And also, Sam Brooks is here.
Yeah, I'm glad you've remembered everything that you need to remember this time, including me. Including me. Because you didn't last time.
No, I didn't last time, no.
And, oh, crap in a basket.
Oh, yes, that was a thing that, you know, we needed to edit. So, Sam, what are we talking about today, Sam?
What? Well, there's two things I think we got to talk about. One of them, it's okay. You know, it's not a sort of frustrating thing by any means, but then we got to bring the sad news into the fray, I'm afraid. But before we talk about the sad news, let's talk about the okay news with Clash of Champions.
Oh, I haven't seen that pay-per-view yet. This could be a problem.
I have seen this pay-per-view.
Okay, so Sam, explain what happened to someone who hasn't seen it yet.
Okay, this will be fun. This will be a fresh way of doing things here.
Because this will either persuade me to watch it or not bother. I don't know yet.
Right, exactly. Let me tell you a story.
I like stories.
I'm glad you're enthused about it.
I'm always enthused.
So, the kickoff began with Nia Jax versus Alicia Fox.
That
Do I really need
back,
to say who won this?
She's not like most girls.
No.
What does that mean, by the way?
I don't know. It's just a phrase that they put on a t-shirt and then realize, hang on, men will look dumb wearing this shirt that says I'm not like most girls.
I mean, I'm not like most girls.
I am, in fact, not like any girls. Fun fact. So you know what they did to fix that problem?
What's that?
They removed the word girls. If you're a man, and you're a Nia Jax fan, the t-shirt that you buy will now say, I'm not like most. Like most what? Most hedges? Most toasters? What are you not like most of?
Most cups? What the hell are you talking about?
Would it have killed you to put guys instead of girls?
I'm not like most guys.
I'm a guy that's nice, and I'm a nice guy.
No, anyone that actually calls themselves a nice guy is not actually a nice guy. He's probably a douche.
Well, yeah, I mean, we know about that with you. But, Nia Jax beat Alicia Fox in 5 minutes. Oh, what a shock.
Did she throw a box at her?
I don't think so. I think if she did, she would have got the upper hand in this match, but
nevertheless,
she did not. So, we now move on to the first match of the evening, which is, of course, for the Raw Tag Team Championship.
Hooray! Is that the New Day
for that
against the club?
It is, and of course, being that it's Clash of Champions, and it's all about the champions, and this event is based around the champions, and the tradition around the champions, guess who came out first? The champions. Because, you know, fuck tradition. Right? Right? Isn't it the best when the champions come out first?
Awesome. What's the next part of the match?
Well, the New Day, I believe, have now officially broken 400 days as the tag team champions.
It's a New Day. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. So, that's a spoiler. They won. They beat the club in literally 5 minutes.
Wow, okay.
So, I know I've said this frequently. I even said it on the pre-show this weekend. The club, Gallows and Anderson, oh, do they suck?
Yeah.
Oh, they're not doing good.
They're not good. And
no.
And it's weird when you compare another club member in AJ Styles, how good he's, you know, got it. Wow, they pretended to be doctors and had eggs in a test. Well, they weren't testicles, they were eggs in a jar.
No, they were Big E's living testicles in a pickle jar. That was shoot. That wasn't kayfabe. Those weren't kayfabe testicles, Andy.
When they brought out the old day, these guys need to go back to Japan. Really,
they really do. They really do. I wholeheartedly agree with you here, and that's only because clearly, in the WWE. They're not going to get much use.
Nope.
You already have the New Day. You already have Enzo and Cass.
Yes.
You have the funny teams. Why did you decide to make Gallows and Anderson a funny team again? I mean, you have two of the funniest teams in teaming
Because
history.
you should have some
Why?
fun, damn it.
You should have fun with the right people.
Oh yes, I forgot about that bit, yes.
So, they lost in 5 minutes. Then they had a rematch on Raw the next night. Guess what happened?
New Day win?
Yeah, they won. Club lost again. 2 times in a row. Space of 24 hours, they lost twice. Don't want to live on this planet anymore, Andy. You gotta help me.
We'll move on then. What's next?
Alrighty, I'm glad you have no opinions regarding this at all, whatsoever.
Well, my face palm says it all at that point. Like,
Well,
literally,
yeah.
you're not selling me very well on this show, and you're making me not want to watch it.
Well, funnily enough, that's the only negative mark I would give this show at this point. This is all
Okay.
on the up and up from here.
Okay then, good.
Because next up we have a singles match for the Cruiserweight Championship, defending champion TJ Perkins versus the Brian Kendrick.
Did you do the dab thing?
He did do the dad thing.
I can do that.
No, you can't. The thing about TJ Perkins is that this is the first time we've seen him on the main roster.
Wait, is it?
Yeah. Remember when Raw debuted the Cruiserweights and they've kind of forgot to debut the Cruiserweight Champion? Remember how they debuted Rich Swann, Cedric Alexander, Grand Metalik, and Brian Kendrick, who were all competing for a shot at the champion, but they didn't fucking introduce the champion for some reason. I don't know why. I don't
Oh
get
my
why.
fucking god. Okay.
But no, he showed up on Clash, the
Right.
Clash, as we call this event, and good lord, his entrance is one of my new favorite things.
Does he do like a dab thing?
He dabs, yes. I like how that's your entire fixation with TJ Perkins. Does he dab? Yes.
Does he do
He
the
does
dab?
indeed dab, Andy.
Yes, he does.
He does flips and he dabs, but his
Best
entrance is
entrance
video
ever.
game themed. He comes out to chiptune music. His graphics on the Titantron and the floor are amazing. I think I watched his entrance like 5 times repeatedly because it's just so good.
I
So
might have to
amazing.
see
You
it
need to
again.
go and watch this pay-per-view just to see TJ Perkins' entrance.
But I've seen him dab already
Like,
in
it
a
is.
GIF.
It's very nice. I give it a 5 out of 7.
Why is this 5 out of 7 shit?
So TJ Perkins and Brian Kendrick had a pretty solid match. It went for about 10 minutes and had some good storytelling there, good psychology, the ring ropes were purple, everything was great. And TJ Perkins
Wait,
retained
wait, wait, wait,
by
wait, 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 wait,
submission.
wait, wait, wait. The
What?
ring ropes were purple?
Yeah, they did some really good ring psychology spots, and they had some
The
good
ring ropes
storytelling
were
in the match,
purple?
and the ring ropes were purple. But then TJ Perkins won at the end by submission with a leg bar.
But why did they change the ring ropes?
The Cruiserweights are purple, Andy.
Yeah, but you don't have to fucking make everything purple.
It's purple.
You don't have to do that.
TJ Purple.
His name is not TJ Purple.
With purple belt.
It
The
is a
purple weight
purple.
champion.
We don't have to make everything purple.
Against the purple Kendrick.
That's not his name.
Yeah. All the Cruiserweights are purple. Everything right now is purple.
What did you do?
Logo's purple, he's purple, I'm purple, websites are purple.
Am I
Now everything's
purple?
just purple. Everything is purple.
Am I
All you can
purple?
see right now is the color of purple.
Am I purple right now?
Everything's purple now, Andy. I just said that. You can only see the color purple now.
Oh God, make it stop, please.
Okay, so that was a solid match, and I think you should go watch this pay-per-view just for the match.
Okay, I'll go see the match.
Okay, go see the match. And now, here's where we get into a bit of
Purple hiccup.
murky waters here.
What's that then?
Because it was the final match in the Best of Seven series between Cesaro and Sheamus.
Is this the match where Cesaro like nearly kills himself?
Yeah, he did a suicide dive and he nearly died.
He
It was
needs to
scary.
stop. Just
Well,
stop.
it's funny you say because he did in fact tweet after Raw saying, "No more of that."
Well, no shit. Like, if I nearly fall on the top of my head, and in fact, actually fall on the top of my head and survive, I'd be like, maybe I wouldn't do that again. Maybe it's not a good
But then
idea.
again, you're Andy Kwon and you've fallen on your head multiple times and it's never stopped you before, so.
Not the top of my head, so I need to break my neck.
No, just the sides of your head where your brain is. It's
Yeah.
clearly worked wonders for you,
I'm slightly
Mr.
scarred.
Zero and 107.
107, is that the number? No, that's the riddle thing. Wait, why am I not doing a riddle today?
Because people don't like it, and it's boring, so we're
Yes!
just gonna skip it now, because we've got plenty of other things to talk about, including the finish to this best of seven series. Now,
Huzzah!
when
No
you have two guys going
riddle!
into a best of seven series, and they are 3 points up each, this match is the final match, it is the deciding thing. How do you end it, Andy?
How do you end it? I don't know.
With a decisive winner, right?
Yeah.
Is that the answer you're gonna give me, with a decisive winner?
That's not what happened, was it?
Well, let me tell you, that's not what happened.
Well, I don't know, I guess.
So the series ended with a tie of 3-3, and do you know why? Because these two had a really, really good match. Like, it was way better than it had any right to be. This match was great. Both men looked fantastic. The suicide dive spot was a bit risque, but you know, take that out of it, and you've got a really, really decent match. And I was super happy. I was super into it. Crowd was super into it. Everyone loved it. And then it just stopped.
What do you mean it stopped?
Well, there was a spot where Cesaro and Sheamus were in front of the barricade, you see. And then I believe it was Cesaro clotheslined Sheamus over the barricade, and they landed very hard on the concrete, and the referees just swarmed them. Just swarmed them like locusts, and everything just stopped. Despite the fact that both of them wanted to continue, clearly, they were both being held back by medical personnel, and they were like, just stop. This needs to stop. It's time to stop. What? For what reason? I don't know. They didn't explain it. It just happened. They just stopped it because they went over the barricade a bit too hard. Are you facepalming? I can feel you just groaning and being in a state of despair at this finish. Am I right?
I'm not face palming. I'm
Hmm?
not groaning.
Hmm?
I'm just. I can feel my soul escape
You have a soul.
from my.
You could have fooled me. But, okay.
It's
So.
fucking wrestling! For fuck's sake! Fuck! It's not difficult. Just let them get on with it. Oh, one of them nearly got hurt. But they didn't. They did swarm in when Cesaro nearly fucking jumped on his own fucking noggin. But
That's the
no!
point. That's the point.
The
The
concrete
suicide
is.
dive happened without interruption. But they go over the barricade. Everybody run the fuck to the front.
Yeah, the time I'd be running is when the guy landed on the top of his fucking head. And he'd be like,
Right.
he's fucking dead. He's dead. We just, it's fucking Owen Hart 2.0. Congratulations, someone died on pay-per-view. Oh no, wait, he's okay. Oh, but no, the concrete. No, can't have that shit.
No, the concrete wins
Fuck
again,
off.
and the concrete won the best of seven series. Officially, the series is tied 3-3.
That
What's
is a
the
cop-out.
conclusion, you may ask?
What is our conclusion, Sam?
On Raw, Mick Foley
Right.
comes out, and he cuts a long-winded, unnecessarily bad promo.
What's it with this guy? He doesn't have brain cells. He shouldn't be allowed to be able to remember things and be able to speak. Because he
Talk at
can't fucking
length.
do it!
Well, it's rich coming from you, Andy, but nevertheless, Mick Foley comes out and says he's going to conclude the best of seven controversy that was unnecessarily made by giving the final match in the series a no contest finish. Nevertheless, Cesaro and Sheamus come out, and he says, both of you are going to get a championship opportunity for the same championship. Guess who's getting the tag team title shot, Andy?
You've got to be kidding me.
Cesaro and Sheamus.
You have got to be. I nearly threw up in my mouth when you said that. You could probably hear that. That is the.
Okay. Here's the amazing thing about all of this.
Okay, there's an amazing thing about this. Okay.
Andy, do you remember Clash of co-hosts pre-show that we had?
Oh God, they went along with it, didn't they?
Do you remember me and Carmine predicting this exact thing happening?
No, God, they went with the thing we joked about. It was a joke. You weren't supposed to bloody do it.
I don't even care. I'm so happy that they just did a stupid thing and went, I booked this. Me and Carmine booked this, and I couldn't be any happier.
Oh, God, it's giving me a fucking headache.
No. Odd couple tag teams are the in thing right now. Look at Heath Slater and Rhino.
If you can't
They're doing good.
All right, what's the next thing? God.
No. I tell you're in a state of despair, but you give way too much of a tough time on the idea of singles competitors becoming a tag team.
What happened to just having tag teams as tag teams?
That's happened throughout all of human history. You're allowed to have a couple of hand-picked examples where you have two singles guys going after the belts. It's not the end of the world. You and Liam, in particular, both give us a very hard time as a concept. But why? Why, Quan? Why?
Because it's just not original, and it's not... My hair's all fucked up, but it's not original, and it's not inspiring. It's just, we've got nothing for you, so we'll just stick you two together.
So that means that they are, by default, bad.
No, it's just the creative needs to come up with something better for those two people rather than, well, we've got nothing for you, put them together.
Well, no, I think it's a very good thing. I think there's a long list of tag teams over the years that have started out as singles competitors, established singles guys, and gone on to be a great tag team.
Such as? Don't say the
Rock
New
and
Day.
Sock Connection, Booker and Goldust, The New Day, Rated RKO, Team Hell No, The Two Man Power Trip, The New Age Outlaws, D-Generation X, Cesaro and Tyson Kidd, Air Boom, Jericho, MVP and Matt Hardy, The Rhodes Scholars. Need I go on?
No.
Sit down. So...
I am sat... Fine. Happy now? I'm sat even lower down in my chair. Are you happy now, Sam?
This is to scale, ladies and gentlemen. This is the height difference to scale. So, moving on to the next match, it was Chris Jericho versus Sami Zayn.
I heard Jericho won, and this makes me sad.
Yeah, Jericho won. It was a decent match.
I don't care. The result is awful.
It's not that bad.
Yes, it is.
We've said this before. Neither of them needed the win.
Sami Zayn did.
You didn't say that at the pre-show.
Well, I fucking changed my mind.
Oh, because you're fickle.
I'm not fickle. I changed my mind.
You are thick.
No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Jericho doesn't need... It's like the time when Jericho beat Neville. Like, why did that need to happen? And that did wonders for Neville. Fucking wonders.
Had nothing to do with what happened to Neville. An injury happened to Neville. And lack of creative direction happened to Neville. A loss to Chris Jericho did not doom Neville. I'm sorry to say.
It helped.
No.
Yes, it did. Anyway, no. So, okay, I'm sure the match was great, but I'm...
It was a very good match. And be honest, Sami Zayn loses more than he wins. This is just the status quo. I don't know what to tell you. It was a good match.
Okay.
Speaking of which... The next match was also very good. It was the triple threat for the Raw Women's Championship. Charlotte versus Bayley versus Sasha Banks.
I can imagine this was probably match of the night.
I would put this and the Best of Seven series match as matches of the night. Dual spot. Easily earned.
Fair enough.
Main event was good too, but I preferred these two matches.
Did Charlotte win again?
Yeah. No, I think if you watch this match, you will be sold on how good Charlotte is.
Yeah, but...
Tell me, when was the last time you watched a match of hers?
Whatever the last pay-per-view before this one was.
You can't even remember.
SummerSlam?
SummerSlam?
Yeah, the SummerSlam, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not her or how good she is, it's just she has had the title... I know Sasha Banks had it before, but she only had it for a month. 1 month! That was it! And Charlotte had the belt. Yes, you could argue it's a new belt that was given to her at WrestleMania, but she had the fucking equivalent of it for God knows how long before. She's boring and stale, and I'm just tired of her now. I want the belt on someone else. If you want another heel, fucking turn Sasha heel. Just do something else. Just please do something else. I'm tired of this. I'm bored of it.
That's an understandable gripe to have. I completely understand it, but I think you need to look at the bigger picture here, Andy, because I think that this is going to be a wild card guess. I think for the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, which is the next one, They are building towards the first ever women's Hell in a Cell match.
Really? You think they're actually going to do it?
Think about it. Dana Brooke is with Charlotte, yes?
Yes.
She always causes interference in the matches, yes?
Yes, so sticking with
Sometimes they
Charlotte.
help Charlotte, sometimes they make Charlotte lose, yes?
Yes.
What better way to circumvent that than to put it in a Hell in a Cell? Make history.
Yeah, sure, why not?
That's an idea, right? It's a nice little idea.
It's a nice idea, but I don't know if they're gonna go along with
I
it.
don't think they will either, because to be honest, ever since 2 years ago, we've always had a rumor of Hell in a Cell with women. Ever since the Bella vs. Bella feud, we've always had the idea of women in the Hell in a Cell, and it's never come true for whatever reason, but I think this year could be the year.
Well, if there's a year to do it, why not
If
this
you're
year?
going to do it, you might as well do it with the best competitors you have, right?
Yep, that makes more sense.
Exactly. So yeah, Charlotte retained. And, yeah, I thought it was a very decent match. Match of the night tied with the best of seven series. Saying that, we move on to the second impact of humanity, wherein we had Rusev versus Roman Reigns for the United States Championship.
Let me guess. I'm just gonna throw this out there. Roman Reigns wins.
The death of an American hero happened at Clash of Champions, wherein Roman Reigns defeated Rusev to win the United States Championship.
Rusev.
Okay, before he goes on a massive rant, I'm gonna give you a little bit of what I think. I think.
I was gonna say three words. Rusev is, and guess what the other one is?
Fucked. No,
Yay!
he's fine. He lost once. One loss ain't gonna kill him. You said this the same time last year, when he was in that awful four-way feud.
Yes.
He recovered well from that, did he not? You said that when he lost to Cena. He recovered from that, did he not?
Kind of.
He will recover from this in given time.
Okay, I don't think it's gonna happen. I think you can like keep fucking him over so many times before you think, well, it's
He's
just not.
hardly at the start of the Bray Wyatt path.
I'm
Why are
just.
you fucking your
I'm
microphone?
not
What is
fucking
that?
right. There's a wire, and I couldn't figure out looking at my webcam because
Beautiful.
it's mirrored.
Right.
Oh.
So, the fact that Rusev lost the United States Championship, oh, he's not screwed over forever. He'll be fine. Depends on what they do with Roman Reigns now. And I've said my things about Roman Reigns. I think he's not that bad anymore, but I prefer Rusev. Rusev is arguably the better out of the two of them. I prefer if Rusev retained, but no, they want to give Roman Reigns the United States Championship for some reason. I can't imagine what it is, but I'm sure we'll find out, hopefully. If not, then we'll be frustrated and complain online, because that's what we do.
I just get the fun thumbs up there.
All right, cool. So Roman Reigns is your new United States Champion. Ugh, it still leaves a bad taste on my mouth, but
Yeah, no good.
main event time, everybody. For the Universal Championship, it was Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins.
Liam can't say it.
Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins.
What the hell's wrong with Liam? So yeah, I heard this match was good, but I don't
Yeah,
know.
Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins was not bad at all. It was a very good match, but the finish, dude. The finish, my friend. The finish involved Chris Jericho and Stephanie McMahon. Because, you can't keep a McMahon away from the main event unless you kill them or chain them up.
Where was Triple H?
Not there. No, you were expecting a big conclusion to the whole why did Triple H attack Rollins in the first place story they're weaving, right?
Yeah.
No. You know why you're not getting that? Two reasons. Number one is Monday Night Football. Apparently the football has started. And they don't want Triple H to go on TV and then think, I'm not a drawer anymore, even though I'm clearly not anyway, but the football is to blame. Also because they want to continue this Rollins versus Triple H storyline into WrestleMania.
Yeah, but Rollins is hurt.
Is he? Because I know there are rumors that he was hurt after the pay-per-view, he needed medical attention. He showed up on Raw.
Yeah, but he just wasn't cleared to wrestle. Like, didn't he have an x-ray? Well, that's, that was Cafab, but I don't know.
Well, we don't know what's Cafab and what isn't Cafab nowadays, let me tell you. But, going back to this event. Triple H didn't show up. What Triple H instead did was show up on a WWE.com exclusive after the pay-per-view.
Okay.
You see Stephanie McMahon walking to the back, and then you get in the car with Triple H, and Triple H is like, hey, and that's it. You couldn't have put that at the end of a pay-per-view.
Yeah, what the fuck? I mean, that would have been an alright ending.
Yeah, it would have been, but no. So, let me tell you the story of this match, okay?
Okay.
Pretty solid match. Kevin Owens was pretending to be Triple H. Everyone was having a good frolic with this match. But then, Chris Jericho comes out.
No.
And then they give a ref bump spot. Wait, Rollins what? Chased Jericho around the ring during which the referee gets knocked down. Rollins hits a pedigree on Owens, but because the referee is dead, he could not count the pinfall. So Jericho attacked Rollins, but a suicide dive to both Canadians fed them off, and then Stephanie McMahon comes out and sends in another referee.
Okay.
And as this happens, in the kerfuffle of Rollins entering the ring, Owens hits his pop-up powerbomb and he wins.
Are you fucking kidding me?
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. Best win. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. 10. 10 out of 10. Ahem.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. Help. Help me out here. What was the logic behind this? Kevin Owens, dominant heel. Yeah?
I don't get it.
Kevin Owens is a dominant heel, so of course he needs Chris Jericho to come out and help him. Right.
So, Kevin Owens has just reverted into chicken shit heel?
Not quite. Okay. He's still who he is, but no, Chris Jericho still needed to come out and help him for some reason.
Why?
I don't know.
Yep, I'm not watching this event.
Okay.
It's bad enough.
No. Go watch the Cruiserweight and watch the Best of Seven and maybe the Women's.
And the TJ Perkins thing. We dabs.
Just turn off at the main event, basically.
Okay, fair enough.
We all knew Owens was going to win going into it, but, you know, could have written it a bit better.
Maybe.
But then Raw happens. We've already gone over most of what happened. Roman Reigns faced Rusev in a rematch, and it was a tie because of double count-out. Because, you know, they love to give fuck finishes randomly. Roman Reigns is still a United States champion. And then a rematch with the New Day and the Club. The Club lost again. New Day won again. Club have forever done, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Bayley defeated a jobber. He had a Cruiserweight tag team match. With Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann as a team. Facing off against two new faces in the WWE.
Was this that Gulak guy and...
Drew Gulak and Lindsay Dorado.
That's the one.
Lindsay Dorado and Drew Gulak, of course, competed in the CWC. And apparently, Drew Gulak is under contract to Evolve, but he is still able to compete on Raw. Gotta love working relationships, right?
Fair enough.
So, Sheamus and Cesaro beat a couple of jobbers in a tag team match.
Great.
That was fun.
Yep.
Yep. TJ Perkins defeated Tony Nese in a match for the, I don't know if it was for the Cruiserweight Championship or not, but it might have been, might not have been. Either way, Perkins won with submission. Tony Nese is impressive. He's also under a contract with Evolve. He will also be on Raw. I love working relationships.
Yeah, I feel like Evolve is getting more out of this.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Okay.
But, And then the main event was Enzo and Cass versus Kevin Owens and Y2J, in which Kevin Owens and Y2J picked up the win. He's the champion. He needs a win. If a tag team beat the brand's number one star, you got a problem.
Fine. But why Enzo and Cass?
I don't know. American Alpha are on SmackDown.
Oh, God. Okay, so this sounds horrendous. So
we got a couple of things coming up in the future. Namely, we have a rematch between TJP and Brian Kendrick next week on Raw for the Cruiserweight Championship. We also get Charlotte versus Sasha for the Women's Championship next week on Raw.
Fair enough. Please, Sasha, win, for God's sake.
I don't even like Sasha that much anymore. If she turns heel, then fine, but otherwise, I couldn't give any more of a fuck.
And that's Raw.
That is Raw. So, moving on from that upbeat story, from that story where we were happy throughout, there were constant cheers. You remember the good times, Andy?
No. And it's about to get worse.
I'm glad you do, because we gotta go to the bad times now.
Okay. So.
You know why?
Why is there so many bad times, Sam?
TNA!
Just that alone should be enough to tell you what's going on.
Remember last time you talked about TNA?
Yeah.
You were like, oh, Billy Corgan is now running the thing.
Yep.
2 weeks later.
Yep.
TNA might be dead.
Great. That's the greatest ownership in the history of sports.
Mr. William Corgan the First. I am very happy for you that you are pursuing your dreams, running a wrestling company. But here's a little bit of advice for you. Here's a little bit of veteran advice for you coming from a fan who knows nothing. Let me tell you. Maybe when you decide to commandeer a wrestling company to go forth and have a great business venture.
Right.
Don't pick the company that has been dying slowly for 4 years, owes debt to multiple people, and has a barren roster.
Yep, you're an idiot.
Sorry, Mr. William Corgan the First, you have not done a smart business move.
Sorry.
By investing in TNA.
Billy, what were you thinking?
Do you want to read out some of the details of this, Andy?
Yes, so apparently on the Wrestling Observer Radio, our good friend Dave Meltzer, who normally says things are happening, actually had quite
a lot to say. The Meltz said the following.
He reported that WWE are back in the mix to acquire TNA's assets. There's no money to fund this week's television or Bound for Fucking Glory pay-per-view.
Yeah, which we should mention the biggest pay-per-view of the year is on this weekend, and they have no money for it.
Which is the most ironic name ever, because you are bound for death. And whilst people are saying that Billy Corgan is trying to buy the company, the process has become complicated, and there's no deal in place. The feeling is that Billy Corgan's deal could take weeks to finalize, and they simply do not have the fucking time.
They don't have weeks. They have days.
They've got days. So if they, by Friday, they could be out of business. So by the time this show comes out, they might be finished, and this will be forever in the archives. As you remember that time TNA existed? Nope.
Remember it was 12 years? Remember how it ran for longer than WCW? No.
Nope. And the thing is that with WWE back in the picture, if they buy the company, they're just going to buy the tape library, by the sounds of things, because TNA, according to Dave Meltzer as well, has millions of dollars in debt. So that debt amount is more than what the company would sell for. So if you buy TNA, if we bought TNA, Sam, because basically the company's worth nothing. So if we put
If we pool our money together and we buy TNA for some godforsaken reason.
If I buy TNA for 10 pence, which is right there, if I buy TNA, guess what will happen? I will inherit millions of dollars of debt. So there is no... I don't know who would buy this thing if it has millions of dollars of debt. There's no way. There's no... You have to be a billionaire. You would even have to be like Richard Branson, Alan Sugar, Donald Trump... No. To somebody else to buy this piece of crap. But why would you? Why would you? Anything with the letters T and N and A equals crap. There's nothing that can be done. Like, even if Billy Corgan buys this thing, will it matter? Will it really matter? Because, okay, if I'm Billy and I finally get this company somehow in 2 days, what do I do? I'll be like, right, TNA needs to no longer exist. And by that I mean rebrand the whole goddamn thing. Start from scratch. Get rid of the world title, get rid of the tag belts, get rid of anything that says TNA on it, get rid of it. Don't care. Cancel the pay-per-view, just start again from scratch. Because, good God, TNA is a toxic brand that is in millions in debt. So if you just go, I'm Billy Corgan, and I'm starting my own company, it's called World Impact Wrestling, or Smashing Pumpkins Wrestling, or, I don't know, fucking Tonight Wrestling. I'm trying to think of Smashing Pumpkins songs. And
Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness Corporation Wrestling.
Yeah, I would start again, and I would try and hire people in that people might be able to recognize, because this thing is a joke. What makes this whole story worse is that Dixie Carter technically owns 70% of the company still. We thought Billy was going to take over, and it's not quite true. It's a bit of a complex thing. The thing is that the way it's been described is that the reality is this. The fuse on the TNA bomb is close to an end, and this thing is going to go bang, and it's just going to cease to exist. The problem that TNA have is that they have no fucking money, and that's it. They're basically bankrupt at this point, and
could almost say that they have negative money.
Yeah, like,
because not only do they not have money, they're also millions in debt.
Yeah, like the issue is that they had this problem heading into Slammiversary, but I don't. Mm. This is the thing I don't understand. They didn't learn from the last time that Billy Corgan had to give them money to put on their show. Why did Dixie not think, shit, I need to get a cash injection into this thing or it's going to die? What? I'm not a business person by any stretch of the imagination.
Really?
I'm not a CEO of a company or a COO.
You're not?
See anything.
I have no
yet.
Idea.
I'm probably a COCK, and that's probably it. But for the love of God, even I know that if you have no money, you are fucked. Like, it doesn't matter. In my life, got no money, can't pay the rent. Got no money, can't pay bills. Got no money, can't do anything. You can't eat. You can't do goddamn anything. It's simple as that. And why, in the love of God, did she not think, I need to sell this to somebody who's got a lot of money, or someone could try and pay my debt? Just somebody, please. A Wonga loan, anything. A payday loan, goddamn anything. And they didn't do it. And it's just like, how the fuck is this thing still existing? I find it deeply ironic that they've just signed Cody Rhodes.
Nah.
Who's just called Cody.
Not even that. Cody is working as a freelancer. They have signed Brandi Rhodes.
Wait, so they haven't even signed Cody?
Let me double check this, because no one seems to know, including TNA themselves.
But this is the thing, the company's about to die. How did they have the money to pay Cody?
Here's a hint, Andy. They didn't.
They didn't have any. And this is the thing as well. So if WWE buys TNA, oh, the fucking irony. He goes and leaves, and then it's just like he's back again. He's just like, you will wear that gimpy face paint and that gimpy fucking suit, and you will like it. Damn it.
Let us not forget all of the former WWE employees that have, in fact, gone to TNA, including Ian O'Shea, Al Snow, Aaron Rex, Baron Dax, Basil Baraka, Bram, Brother Nero, Cody, did Crazy Steve ever go to WWE? No, he did not. No. Davey Richards, Eddie Edwards, Drew Galloway, Eli Drake, EC3, Gregory Shane Helms, James Storm, Lashley, Matt Hardy, and Tyrus. Also, Gail Kim.
Oh, yeah. But here's the thing. I know ever since this show has ever existed, we have complained, we have whined. We have whined? We have whined. Where? No, we have whined, bitched, complained about TNA's existence, and we've kind of always wanted it to go away.
But now that the day has arrived...
Yeah, I said
you feel
this,
different, right?
I said this the last time. Like, I had this conversation with Keelan, and he was just like, this is going to be the final chance that anyone ever will have any... I mean, I'm not saying TNA has a chance in hell of ever competing with WWE, but just any entity that would compete with WWE. And...
Well, I think you're looking at it the wrong way. I think everyone who's like, oh, WWE needs competition, I think they're looking at it the wrong way. It's not about competition. It's about alternatives.
I mean, okay.
You don't have to compete with WWE, but you can be a solid alternative. Look at Ring of Honor. Look at PWG. Look at all of the other American indies. CZW, even. These are things that cater towards the different sides of wrestling that WWE either covers badly or doesn't cover at all. For example, TNA may be one of the worst things we've ever seen, but I, personally, not saying everyone does, but I personally enjoy Final Deletion. And without TNA, there is no Final Deletion, so I have one less thing to watch. And, for God's sake, New Japan is great. Japanese wrestling is amazing, but it takes effort to watch. Because, if you didn't already know, it's not in English. And if you haven't already guessed, I don't speak Japanese. So I don't know what they're saying half the time. And it takes effort to watch New Japan. It does not take effort to watch for Final Deletion. Some may argue that it does, but I think it takes less effort than watching a Japanese man cut a promo.
Yeah, the thing is, as well, is that... What would we complain about? Because...
Ring of Honor. We were complaining about Ring of Honor, because Ring of Honor has had a bad year this year, and I think it's going to be the start of the end for Ring of Honor very soon, depending on a couple of important variables.
Yeah, but this show... This show was born out of hatred for TNA. It was that was kind of the point.
That was the joke.
That's the joke. Wait, I'm gonna zoom in on this. That's the joke. That wasn't even funny. So the point is
worth
that
it. 100% worth it.
You can edit it. I don't care. I don't know. I part of me feels sad that this thing could actually die. It's conflicting. I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to feel. It's like...
Let me tell you how I feel.
It's like going through a breakup or something.
It is. That's exactly what it is. I think when Warrior died, Vince said it best. You never know what you have until it's gone.
And it's gone. Well, it's not gone yet.
It might be gone this week. By the time this is up, we'll probably know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm turning off something in on my screen because it's annoying me, driving me up the wall. I just turned something else off. The problem I have is that I still think that TNA could be in some way, shape, or form with the right person behind it. If you rebrand the whole thing, like. Get rid of TNA, and somebody has to take over that has a lot of money. Like, they've got to be like Richard Branson or Rupert Murdoch or something. They've got to have billions and just wipe the whole damn thing clean and just start again. Because like the time they messed it up was like when they brought in like Hulk Hogan and all that lot. But you didn't need a Hulk Hogan. You needed a CM Punk, or you needed a major name like that to come in. Like the equivalent of Hulk Hogan with WCW. It's like fucking you need something like that, not actually Hulk Hogan in 2010. So the problem is that I don't think anyone will touch TNA with a barge pole because
I think we could be bold enough.
What, you think we could take on TNA?
Well, if we are able to cope with the millions and millions in debt, that's the one thing I think we would have to maybe make peace with before we consider this.
Do you want to
be millions in debt, Andy?
I've got enough debt as it is.
I don't have any debt. I'm fine starting off. You either go hard or you go home with debt, right?
No.
But... This is why I don't have any credit cards, ladies and gentlemen. But
no,
I think we should... wrap this TNA conversation up in a neat little bow here, because there's only so much we can continue to say week in and week out that we haven't already said before, that everyone's already heard before. They know our stance on TNA. They know it encyclopedically, right? They know it enough to write a book about it. The Death of TNA, written by somebody who's paraphrasing the Supla. That's what they will do, right? Don't need Brian Alvarez, you need us.
Don't need Brian Alvarez.
No. So if TNA dies this week, I would be sad. Mostly because I want to see Bound for Glory.
I don't. No, I think what they...
Here's a good way to round things off. Let's look at the card that might not happen. Let's look at Bound for Glory this year.
Let's look at a potential non-existent pay-per-view.
Yeah, let's just predict it. How would we book the final pay-per-view of TNA? Let's
so just, if I was WWE and I've bought TNA...
Right. Okay, so this is going to be news to me, right? Because I haven't been keeping up with any of this. I was having hardies. So,
okay.
We have... Oh, Christ.
You saying that is not helpful. This isn't like booking the last WCW going, we've got a few potential good matches here. You just went, oh, Christ.
Well, let me tell you why.
Oh, God.
So, a singles match for the X Division Championship. You have DJZ, your champion.
Versus?
I don't know. I haven't said. He's just defending his title against somebody. We don't know. It's TBA on Wikipedia. TBA. What is that? Why?
Is that Baby like EC3's cousin? What is happening? So, okay, so...
TB3.
Does that mean we can just choose who he goes against?
Yeah, I want to see him go against... I don't fucking know anyone on the roster that isn't already in a match. What are you...
Mandrews.
Mark Andrews, yeah.
Why is he cool?
Let's make this a bit more interesting. Assuming that this is the final TNA pay-per-view, they're going to bring in every single TNA alumni ever for it.
How are you going to do that?
Anyone who's
How
ever
are you
worked
going
at
to
TNA,
do that in 3 days?
Anyone who's ever worked in TNA, hypothetically speaking, can
oh, okay,
be put into
right,
the blanks
so,
here.
All right, so if WWE buys it, any TNA alumni could, in theory, go back.
Yeah.
In theory. Oh, shit.
I want DJZ versus
Samoa
Relic.
Joe.
Relic.
Ryback.
You know it's killer spelled backwards, right?
I'm not Relic. Fuck that. No, I would do Joe versus DJZ, and I'm Samoa Joe win the X-Division title.
Alright, makes sense. You're NXTNA X-Division champion.
Who cares? Next.
Okay, so this is a 10-man Bound for Gold gauntlet match where the winner could choose any championship match of their choice.
It doesn't matter, the company's about to die, so why would this match exist?
Well, the competitors are as follows. Tyrus.
Alright.
Robbie E.
No goody.
Baron Dax.
Who?
I think that's Sylvester Lafort.
Don't know who that is. Right, next.
Yeah. Jesse Godders.
Okay, next.
Grado.
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 Rockstar Spood.
He's a... Okay, next.
TBA.
Oh, God.
TBA.
Oh, God.
TBA.
Oh, God.
And, say it with me.
TBA.
TBA.
Okay, so
in this 10-man match, they have only booked 6 people.
Oh God! Right. Oh,
so
man.
We need four alumni. I'm gonna go with Crimson, Matt Morgan, Scott Steiner, and Sting.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Sting.
Is he gonna steal my answer?
No.
Okay.
Monty Brown, go find him. Wherever the
oh,
fuck
the guy that retired.
Go find
go
him.
Go find him.
Go find
go
him,
find him
in
off
that.
In the jungle where he vanished. Fine.
Matt Morjan, the genetic.
Matt stuff. Morjan, yeah.
And Bobby Roo.
Roo. Okay, that's not bad actually.
And then I would have.
As for who would win, I would book Scott Steiner.
I would have Sting win it.
Cool.
Because
so the next
be,
match
that can be,
actually
that
has
actual,
all of the participants in it.
That could be his actual retirement thing, and then he can go.
He can.
he wants.
He could win a championship opportunity and then retire.
Or he'll just insert him in the title match or something.
LOL TNA. Right. So the next couple of matches have all of the participants announced. Oh, so we're off to a good start.
Good God.
So, in a singles match for the TNA Knockouts Championship, and I want you to guess who the champion is here.
It's Maria, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maria versus Gail Kim.
I'd have Gail Kim win it.
Gail Kim wins it, and then throws a belt in the trash can and announces her intentions for going after the Raw Women's Championship.
Yeah, awesome Kong comes in and powerbombs Maria.
Yeah.
There you go. Done. Right, next!
Right. Mike Bennett versus Moose in a Ring of Honor match.
What I would do is I would have Braun Strowman run out and just annoy them.
He would eat Mike Bennett.
Yeah.
We're using Moose as a fork.
Okay, they're both talented, but I don't watch TNA, so fuck. Send in the
you
big.
You didn't watch Ring of Honor either.
A little bit, not.
Yeah. Yeah, they're both talented, and they deserve better.
Yeah.
Can you imagine all of the former Ring of Honor guys who, for some godforsaken reason, went to TNA? It dies, and then they walk back to the Sinclair headquarters, and they're like, Hey,
we still
good?
Can I have a job?
Mr. Koff?
Mr. Hoff? Koff? Whatever the hell your name is.
Joe Koff?
David Hasselhoff? Can I have a job, please?
Mr. Hassel Joe Koff? Alright, next match is Aaron Rex versus Drew Galloway in a singles match for the inaugural Impact Grand Championship.
Okay. Drew Galloway wins via Heath Slater and Jinder Mahal, getting involved.
They reform the Three-Man Band.
Yes, they do. But
we need to talk about the Grand Championship, by the way.
I like the idea. That's the sad thing about it, is I like the fucking idea.
Here's the thing.
But it's in a company that's about to die.
TNA is about to die, and in the last 2 months, they came up with two really good ideas, Final Deletion and the MMA belt.
Yeah.
Whoops. But yeah, the rules are as follows. There are three three-minute rounds. There is a 10-point must system.
That's basically like you can get... In MMA and in boxing, judges score fights. That's basically what that means. And they judge it, like, out of 10. So, like, say, a 10-9 would be... Well, the guy who got 10 only really just won it. A 10-8 would be... Okay, the guy who got 10-8... The guy who got 10 has obviously done a little bit better. That kind of thing.
Oh,
it's based cool. Based in MMA, they do it on base rules and all stuff.
Alright, there's three judges.
Yes.
Judging categories. Physicality, aggressiveness, and controlling the action.
Similar to UFC. I think like they're based on octagon control... aggression. What the hell is the other one?
Physicality.
No, I'm trying to think of the UFC.
How hard you hit them.
The UFC version, but... Alright, twat him in the face.
Alright. Wins can happen anytime via pin or submission.
I would have had knockout, but that was me. But...
If there is no winner after three rounds, a winner is decided by judge's decision.
Cool.
Are they just going to be different judges the whole time, or is it just going to be like Billy Corgan, Jeremy Borash... And who Josh Matthews as the judges?
I would hope they could bring. Well, they have got no fucking money, but they could bring in like I don't know, Bass Rutten for a laugh.
Chael Sonnen,
also I don't know, but they, I mean, just
and Ken Shamrock.
Not Ken, like two wrestling legends and like an MMA guy.
Fair enough. I'd have Drew Galloway win this because there's no way in hell I can see Damian Sandow defeating Drew McIntyre in an MMA fight. Like, piss off. Unless he's booked to roll him up, in which case he would just win it.
Oh well, next.
Decay versus the Broken Hardys for a Falls Count Anywhere, No Holds Barred war match. It's a war match.
I would just...
For the TNA World Tag Team Championship, Broken Hardys win. End of story.
And then you just hear... Stop! And then...
Oh, I thought you were doing a Nokia ringtone for a second. I had no idea what was going on.
No.
Like, they just win and then someone's phone goes off. Like.
No, and then you hear... Dup! And then they just have a Wyatt confrontation.
Wyatt Hardys feud? Okay.
This is why...
Wyatt Hardys Decay feud. There you go.
There you go. It's a natural progression. You want those two
I think this entire event should take place from the Hardy compound.
What, Bound
it should
for
just
Glory?
be streamed live from the Hardy House.
What, Bound for Glory?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Because they can't afford the Impact Zone.
Yeah. They can't afford the Impact Zone, so they have to go to Matt Hardy's house. So, hey, Billy Corgan is like, hey,
Senior Matt, Benjamin. Senior
Benjamin.
He's the referee.
Please, help us.
No. My God, this is the greatest show on earth.
That's not even the main event. You think it was, based on the hype going into it, but no, yeah, but we have a main event. In a singles match for the TNA World Heavyweight Championship. Do you want to guess?
It's Lashley versus EC3. Double. Okay, look.
That's it.
Because
EC3 wins.
In my alternative universe where WWE have bought out TNA and they decided to run Bound for Glory for some reason, I would have Sting in this match and just have Sting win. Because what's the fucking point? The company's dead. EC3 would do great on NXT, and so would Lashley. Lashley's Lashley, so he can go off and do MMA things.
He's going to go off and go to Bellator. There's no way he's going to be in the WWE.
EC3... Unless WWE would be like, Derek Bateman's quite good now, isn't he? And
Whoa, yeah, he looks really different. He changed his name.
Yeah, he's fucking great. And maybe you could have him defeat Lashley, and then he could go to NXT with the TNA title and go, LOL Invasion! And
I have a belt that means nothing because the company is a part of is dead.
Or you do a TNA Invasion of NXT, which you could do in theory because you have so many bloody people from TNA.
Originally.
Who knows? Probably EC3 would probably win this, or I don't know. Fuck it.
Sure.
Thing. In my weird fucking... Because who cares? The company's dead. The belt doesn't exist after today. After this event. Who cares? Who gives a shit?
And whoever wins, Triple H comes out and pedigrees them for no reason.
Or...
That's how you end it.
Or for no reason you hear... Hold on, and it's just Kurt Angle.
He just shows up and
he just angle slams Fatal and that's how you end TNA. Goodbye.
No, even better. He just walks out and then nothing happens.
No, you just see a TNA logo.
Oh my God, it's Kurt Angle! Well, this has been Bound for Glory! Hope you've enjoyed it!
Goodbye, everyone! Forever!
Last time.
Wow.
Jesus. And we should also mention that Cody will be making his debut here.
No, he won't. Oh yeah, he will. But because WWE are rerunning it,
Stardust.
Like, hello. Oh my God, this is going to be the worst, best show ever.
If it happens, it might not happen.
Oh, God.
Jeez. Assuming it doesn't happen, I would like everyone to think that what we just booked did happen.
Yeah. I feel like if they're watching, make this all happen. And it won't cost you anything. Like, to do it at the Hardy's house, I'm sure they'll let you do it for free.
Hey, that much.
They got the drones and shit. Like, you don't need anything else.
No, for the 10-man, Bound for Gold Gauntlet match, I would put in Senior Benjamin, Vanguard 1, a Beach Ball, and Maxwell.
Maxwell wins. Maxwell
pins
Senior Benjamin.
Maxwell wins by last throwing out Tyrus.
In a fucking Willow mask.
Yeah. Willow randomly shows up at some point to do... He fights Stardust. Willow versus Stardust. Surprise match.
Oh my God, this would be the worst, best way to end it. It'd be great.
It would be. I want to see it happen now, just to say we did a good thing.
No, Jeff Jarrett just appears.
Yeah.
And he just has his hand on his head like this going, what have you done?
What? Hey, do you want to buy some gold?
He's holding the NWA title for no reason. Oh my God, it's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh God.
And then he hits the camera with a guitar, and that's how it ends. My world. Anyway, let's take a look at the comments before we sign out. Everybody's talking at me.
Go, Sam, go.
So, last week we obviously talked about TNA being up for sale and everything, and people have said, hey. Kyle Dare commented on the Delete or Decay reaction, saying, when Matt sucked in the poison spit and shot it back, I absolutely lost it in laughter. So funny. I take it solely as a work of ridiculous entertainment, not a serious hard Matt wrestling. So just pure enjoyment for me. Kind of like what we just booked, in a way.
Oh yeah, I mean, this is the derpiest way you could end TNA, what we just came up with.
Yeah. It would be on par with what they're producing lately. Wouldn't be out of place.
But this show wouldn't be taken seriously. It's just like this is for shits and gigs.
Final deletion for pay-per-view.
On the WWE Network.
For $9.99. First month free. So we got a comment from
just give it away for free. Don't even have the network. Just watch this shit. It's gonna be fucking atrocious.
Yeah, really. We got a comment from a man with a very long name. It might be a woman, I don't know. I'm going to call him Lindo. Lindo says, okay. Hey everyone, long-standing fan of the Supla. I've been listening to you guys since 2009. That's
oh my
older
God,
than
how many years ago was that?
A lot.
Eight? Seven?
I wanted to ask, who do you think would be a big star in WWE if TNA would fold minus the Hardys?
Probably EC3.
EC3. Yeah. Eli Drake. Let's try and look at some guys who haven't been to WWE before. That might be good.
That's impossible.
Nah, it's possible.
You sure?
I think Brother Ne- wait. No. DJZ?
I think he could do good in the cruiserweight thing, but I think he has to be an actual. Is he an actual DJ now? Does he come out with the turntables and shit?
You ask me if I know.
Okay, bring that back if that doesn't exist.
Yeah,
he's got to be. He's got to play his own music and shit to the ring, basically.
Yeah. Tigre Uno would do good.
Is he still there?
Yeah, he hasn't appeared in 30 days, and he's inactive. But you know, Tigre Uno. Tony the Tiger. He'd do good.
Alright, Tony. They're great.
Mike Bennett would do fine.
Yeah, I'll imagine.
Yeah, there's only a couple of handfuls I haven't been to WWE before, but, you know. You can only work with so much, so.
Oh.
Bullet Club versus The Shield says, if Vanguard won, The Fish, Derek, or Harambe enter the Royal Rumble and win, I will mark out.
I will also mark out.
They should become a stable.
Mainly because Harambe's dead. So I'm not sure how that would happen.
Listen to this idea. They should become a stable, and it would be the best stable ever. Better than the Four Horsemen, DX, Evolution, and the 3MB.
Yeah. I can agree with that. That's about right.
So, a robot, a dead fish, a dead monkey, and a man with a concave head.
Yeah.
And a rubber duck.
Why would you sigh about that?
I got nothing.
Fair enough.
I got nothing for that insanity.
It'd be the greatest thing ever.
It would be. And on that, I think we're done here. I think this will be the final episode of a Supla with TNA still in existence. Is that weird? Is that weird to think about?
Yeah. It's pretty strange.
This is an end of an era.
Unless it's not an end of an era. They just live.
Unless it's not. In which case, it just goes on.
It's like a zombie apocalypse. It just goes on and on and on. And you think eventually the zombies would die, but they don't, for some reason.
And then they do die, and you get sad because it's the end of an era.
Well, no, you wouldn't get sad.
Really sad and dangerous era, but it's still the end of an era.
I have been Andy Kwan.
You can find us on Facebook. You can also find us on Twitter. We are also on Instagram. Same name as everywhere else. Go to supla.com for a wide variety of articles and MP3 downloads of this very show.
You okay, Sam?
No! Oh!
What are you choking on?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I think the spirit of TNA just infected my body. Jesus, I think I had a premonition!
Yeah,
you should visit WrestlePunda.com and check out all the news, whatever, up in Sandbrooks.
No, I've been Andy Kwa.
You've said that already.
I know.
God damn it, I was doing so well, and then I trip up the last hurdle, the last plug, and just stopped.